show. And of course, the much anticipated election of the Johannesburg mayor has been postponed to next week. Many people were waiting to see what the outcome was going to be today. And we know that yesterday was officially Herman Mashaba's last day. The ANC, the DA and the EFF have each fielded a candidate to replace Mashaba. But the postponement of the election occurred so the players could actually determine the actual number that makes up a 50% majority. Dakwana Ngatane is on the story for us. And Dakwana, hi. So as I understand it, the initial majority should have been 136 votes. How did that change?
Well, Joanne, this was based on the 2016 expectation, because that's what happened in 2016. You have 270 seats in the Joburg Council. So a simple majority of 50% plus one is 136. However, what then happened was that last month, one of the ANC councillors passed on. So now we have 269 members or councillors in the Joburg Council. However, also, we then had members now saying, but we really don't have a clarity in terms of what this majority means. Yes, we made a decision that it was 136.
Yes.
However, if you look at how tightly contested this particular election was, and the fact that there is a rule that now says, if you have a tie and you don't have an outright winner in terms of mayor, what then happens is that the candidate with the least number of votes will have to be eliminated, and then the remaining two will then have to go and contest again. So now what happens if you continue to have a situation where you don't have that outright winner? What then happens? And I believe this is where then the stalemate came, because then the speaker said, look, let me go and get legal opinion. Then he came back to say, we really do not have clarity on this issue. So if we have different interpretations, the best thing to do is to postpone so that we have a legal opinion in terms of what it actually means.
All right. So they've got to go back and sort that out now. Just remind us, who are the three candidates each of the parties is fielding, Dakwana?
Well, obviously, we're looking at the DA's Funzela Ngobeni. He has been nominated by the DA. We're looking at the EFF's Musa Novella. And we're also looking at a candidate that was announced this morning, sort of a surprise candidate, if you like, by the ANC, with a whole entourage, including the Secretary General, Ace Magashule, and the ANC's MEC for education, Panyaza Lesufi, in Gauteng, who were there at the announcement, and that was Jeff Makubo. And of course, this has taken a lot of people by surprise, because if you remember, Jeff Makubo is a person who was accused of corruption, and the former mayor, Herman Mashaba, even went and laid a charge against Makubo for alleged 30 million rand that was misappropriated to Makubo. So quite a surprise candidate, and the DA even coming out to say that how can the ANC field such a candidate who is so discredited, if you like. But of course, the DA's chairperson in Gauteng going further to say, well, if the person who is so discredited is announced by another person who's so discredited as the ANC's Secretary General, we shouldn't be surprised.
All right, Ndakwana, thank you so much for watching that for us. It turned out to be a bit of a damp squib there, if you were looking forward to finding out, as many of us were, who our next mayor in Johannesburg is going to be. So we're going to have to wait at least another week to find out exactly what is happening there.